Welcome. Thank you for being here today. Before we start our conversation, I would like to extend my love to everyone affected by the fire in LA. I know some friends who were impacted, and I feel deeply sad by this tragedy. May we all come together as a community to support each other during this time of grief. Many people come to my office or start doing sessions with me to address self-confidence issues. They want to express their true selves at work, in their relationships. They want to feel more confident about their gifts. They want to feel more confident about their talents. They want to feel confident with their bodies. They want to feel confident about creating a career change. They want to feel confident about their choices without second guessing themselves all the time. And I would like to say that this journey to becoming more self-confident is not about adding new beliefs or pretending that you are confident, but it involves letting go of what you are not. I'm going to repeat that. The journey to becoming more self-confident is not about adding new beliefs or pretending to be confident. Rather, it involves letting go of what you are not. Why I say that? Because we all have unlimited potential to learn. We are all perfect, whole, and complete. We are all divine beings. And when we are disconnected from who we truly are, we are going to let the ego lead the way and operate. And when we are operating through the ego, we are diminishing ourselves. We are either attacking ourselves or fearing who we truly are, our true potential. So many of us have been conditioned to believe that we need to conform, that we need to be less so others can take up more space. A lot of us experience bullying and we were criticized for being unique, which led us to think that our distinctive qualities are negative, or it is something that we need to be ashamed of. And as a consequence, we grew up trying to fit in or hide what is authentic about us, what is different about us, what is creative about us. And perhaps we grew up trying to hide what is brilliant about us because we did not learn how to channel what is brilliant about us in a way that supports our highest good. Because others were not able to reflect that to us. You know, I'm going to go into the 3 steps to build confidence in a moment. But before I go into the 3 steps, I just would like to give this introduction about the theme. In The Course in Miracles, The Course in Miracles is a book in spiritual psychology that I study. I've hosted many groups, many study groups around the book. There is something that I love in this book that says the following. We have unlimited capacity to learn. We all have unlimited capacity to learn. When we are not aware of this capacity, we get stuck and we get stagnated. We develop patterns, behaviors that don't support the exploration of our inner gifts. It holds us back. When we are not open to learning, and when I say learning, is I'm talking about learning about the self, self-discovery in first place. We are not willing to tap into this true potential. When we give ourselves permission to know who we truly are, we become the agents of transformation, and then we take responsibility. When we take responsibility for our thoughts and actions, we build confidence. Because confidence doesn't come from outside. Confidence is something, it's an inner knowing. So, you know, I love this story told by spiritual masters all over the place about the lion that was raised by a herd of sheep. And, you know, one day another lion was passing by and he saw that lion saying, "Bah, bah." And then he brought this lion, this little lion, to close to a pond. And the little lion saw himself reflected in the water and he was frightened because he thought he was a sheep. And, you know, I added this story in the Oracle card called Power in the Soul Synergy Oracle card that will be published in 2025. So the lion asked the little lion, "Do you want to live according to your true nature or your true essence? Or do you want to live according to who you think you are? Do you want to live according to your true essence, your true nature? Or do you want to live according to who you think you are? Perhaps who you think you are, it's not collaborating to your process of living to the fullest. It's not collaborating to your process of expanding your gifts." You know, sometimes we are surrounded by people that cannot reflect back to us this magnificence because they are not in contact with their own magnificence. So this process of building self-confidence is a journey, it's a spiritual journey, because it is a journey within. We cannot expect that to come from somebody. We can help us and support us by surrounding ourselves with people that share similar values and have similar visions. So we strengthen that in ourselves, but they are not giving that to ourselves. And most of the time, we are expecting people to give the self-confidence validation, right? Especially now in the modern world, you know, where everything is like, we are built to believe that if we don't have a specific car, if we don't have a specific amount of money, if we don't have a specific type of look, we are not worthy, we are not cool. If we don't go to specific places, we are not cool. If we don't dress in a specific way, we are not cool. If we don't have a cool, nice photos on Instagram, we are not cool. Or if we don't listen to a specific band, we are not cool. So we have all these trends and, you know, rules that are trying to, you know, that they are telling us, no, you have to fit here, you have to belong in a specific group, so, you know, you are accepted. Like, I'm not saying that these things are wrong. I'm only saying that when we build our self-esteem based on external validation, we are going to fail and it's not going to be sustainable. We're not going to feel the deep satisfaction and intimacy with ourselves, and we are not going to feel at ease because it's not real. And these things, they can be a manifestation of our sense of worth, self-worth. You know, we can have everything, but these things, they are reflecting our level of confidence, you know, self-confidence and self-worth. I recently was talking to a client, a potential client, and she told me that she did train, she has a training in hypnosis, and she expressed that she is not practicing, she's not working as a hypnotist because she feels very insecure. She lacks the confidence. She says, "Oh my gosh, it's a lot of responsibility. It is very, very serious work. And I can't believe I did the training and I'm not practicing." And then I shared with her that I felt the same way. You know, first I could barely handle a phone consultation and I had to do a lot of healing and sessions to overcome my fear of speaking, of selling, of, you know, feeling confident that I could provide this type of work. And, you know, within a few months after my training, my hypnosis training, I started seeing clients and I started teaching self-hypnosis to a larger audience in a holistic digital studio. And so it is so impressive how, you know, I also had the same fears, but I worked on myself to transform them. And I transformed. Because through hypnosis, and I did that through hypnosis we learn to harness our energies to move toward what is beneficial to us. So it is not about adopting beliefs that don't belong to us. It is about undoing the false ones and reconnecting with our infinite potential that might be dormant. And I will tell you another thing, you know, before I started doing my podcast and before I started teaching in this bigger platform, I was so fearful and I was so insecure about myself, especially because I have an accent and I am an immigrant. And I grew up in Brazil and I came to the United States with 30 years old. I was 30 years old. And I never in my life planned to leave in another country and be an immigrant and start over again. This transition, this change in my life caused me so much insecurity. And I will tell you something. I heard from many people that my accent was ugly. I heard that, you know, I would not make it because it was not cool. And that I had to change. I had to change completely. And something didn't feel right. And one day I was talking to a priest. You know, I was actually almost giving up about expanding, you know, creating a podcast, teaching. I was almost making that decision. I'm just going to play small and just do something that feels more like safe. And I had this little session with this priest, and it was a 3-minute conversation. And in that 3-minute conversation, she basically changed my life. And I we were talking and I said, you know, it was very hurtful for me to share that. But I told her that I felt I felt inadequate. And I felt because of my accent, I would never have space. I could never have maybe the career that I want or explore possibilities for myself because I'm different. And she looked at me and smiled and she said, "That's your charm." And she got quiet and she was looking at me for a long period of time. And I said, "Thank you." And I left. That was the most transformational conversation that I have ever had in my entire life. And after that conversation, my life changed. I made different decisions. I started to use my tools to help me. You know, I started to use hypnosis to learn, to acquire new skills, to build my hypnosis practice as well, and to use my energy, to use my focus toward what is beneficial to me. And hypnosis really helps us in using our awareness, direct our focused awareness toward a desired outcome. You know, I have a client who began working with me and he's a very successful and powerful person. But deep inside, he feels so insecure about speaking his truth, allowing others to see his vulnerabilities, which hinders true intimacy. And we started to uncover some childhood traumas, past lives, and we discover a lot of beliefs that shaped him as an adult. Carl Jung said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will rule your life and you will call it fate. So every time we're experiencing patterns that are unwanted patterns, you know, when we are experiencing situations in our lives that, you know, they are not beneficial to us, they're not supporting our well-being, if we are not aware of what's causing, we are going to say that's bad karma, you know, I have bad karma, or that's how life is, conformity, and we are going to get stuck into this energy of frustration. We get stuck. What we become aware of, we can transform. When we become aware of our deepest fears, the beliefs that are holding us back, we allow ourselves the opportunity to transform them, and we become the agent of self-healing. And we no longer give this responsibility to others. We start to use our inner resources to transform the quality of our lives. So I outlined it three steps to build self-confidence. And the first one is to provide healing for yourself. Why? Because when we engage in inner work, when we commit to understanding ourselves, to know ourselves, self-discovery, we are cultivating self-esteem. We are deepening our ability to love ourselves. Why? Because every time you sit on a chair, every time you lie down on the table, every time you put a needle, every time you're expressing your feelings, every time you are sitting in front of a person, a train, specialist, healer, wise being, mentor, and guide, you are telling yourself that you matter, that your life is meaningful. And because you are doing that, you're building your self-esteem. You're telling to your subconscious mind that you love yourself, and you are building self-esteem. You're building self-confidence. And by taking responsibility, you tap into that potential within yourself. You tap into that place within yourself that is resourceful. So building self-confidence is about tapping into your resourcefulness, knowing that you have abilities, you have skills, you have talents, you have experiences that have shaped you, and you can share them. You have sense of humor. You have unique skills. You have unique traits. And you can make use of them. And you can appreciate them. If we resist, neglect, healing, inner work, we can't appreciate what's amazing and magnificent about us because we are letting our fears dominate us. So we focus on the negative aspect of ourselves. We focus on what can go wrong. We focus on our mistakes, our flaws. Because the only way we can go back to that place that is whole and complete within ourselves is by removing what's false, what's wrong. And we can only do that through the healing journey. Second step, surround yourself with people who inspire you or reflect your potential back to you. You know, it doesn't mean that you're going to cut people off out of your life. It means being mindful of how you spend your time. And, you know, if your friendships are not supporting your highest good or your work or your living environment, if it doesn't support your well-being, why are you there? In this process of building your self-confidence, of knowing of your true potential, you must surround yourself with opportunities to strengthen your ability to see the best in you. And when you surround yourself with people that share similar values or people that are in this process of also allowing their creative spirit to flourish, you're going to get inspired. when we feel inspired by the people around us, it really boosts us, right? It really is strengthening our imagination, and we can start to see what's possible for us as well. I have a painting in my Etsy shop. It is a whale and a sailor. This painting is one of my, maybe my most successful pieces, because it evokes various interpretations, feelings, and sensations. And people often tell me what they see, how they feel about this painting. So amazing. And just recently, and when I think that, oh, okay, people already forgot about this painting, and then someone comes and say, oh, you know, I saw that little painting and I thought about that. So a friend said, you know, it reminds me of an iceberg. You know, like the whale is like an iceberg representing the depths of others, representing the things that we cannot see sometimes, you know, the feelings that people were carrying with them. And actually, this painting will illustrate the card Expanding Possibilities that will be in my Oracle deck. And it talks about honoring powerful encounters, you know, leaving behind the known and exploring new horizons. It is about honoring the wise people, honoring our mentors and guides and teachers and people who are different, and practicing humility, love, acceptance, and knowing that, you know, sometimes we see the majestic power of others and we feel small. And in the painting, the little boat is very small and the sailor is very small and the whale is so big, and she belongs to a different world. And you know, there was a day that I was talking about this card and this painting with a friend for 2 hours over the phone. And we were talking about a lot about this. And he was telling me that, oh, you know, I always saw this painting in this like beautiful art with through this like whimsical, kind of peaceful and, you know, gentle eyes. But the whale can be a killer whale as well. We don't know. And he was saying that this whale was his boss. His boss taught him so much. And his previous boss taught him so much. But they are very different, and they had conflict. And when we are in this process of exploring possibilities, exploring our talents, expanding possibilities, we must practice openness, acceptance, not only toward others, but toward ourselves, accepting that we are always evolving and we can always offer something, even if we think it is small in that moment. And allowing sometimes others to teach us, to guide us. And the whale symbolizes this wisdom, guidance, you know, people that come into our lives or situations that are beyond our comprehension. And sometimes we're only going to understand in the future. The boat is already there floating, and the boat is already in the journey of expanding possibilities, of it is in movement. And when we are in movement, we must cultivate openness and acceptance. This artwork is about life's encounters, giving ourselves the chance to explore new possibilities. So I open my Etsy shop to support my Oracle deck. And if you are interested, you can purchase the painting through the link in the description, and you can get the print for you. The third step is to celebrate your actions and accomplishments, no matter how small. When we are in this process of trusting ourselves more, Perhaps you are starting a new project. Perhaps you want to implement a change in your lifestyle, or you want to start a relationship, and you want to feel confident about yourself. You don't want a jealousy to leak, or you don't want a jealousy to poison your relationships. Ooh, wow, that's a big one, right? I want to pause here. I want to pause. You don't want jealousy to poison your relationships. You don't want to play old games, and you don't want to play small and be feeling left behind. And you don't want to always play the victim. You know, you don't want to play the victim anymore. Oh, you abandon me. Oh, you don't call me. Or you don't text me. Or I'm not feeling loved enough. You want to liberate yourself from this old identity. You want to feel confident. You want to trust love. You want to trust yourself. You don't want to be projecting the past onto the moment. So building the self-trust can begin with this process of appreciating who you are in this moment, in this present moment. Appreciating who you are in this present moment, valuing your learnings, your experience, and then validating yourself, validating your experience, practicing self-appreciation, reframing your thoughts instead of engaging in negative self-talk, you know, learning how to be your best friend. And what can come out as a consequence, as the result of you being loving with yourself, is actually people being more loving with you. You know, so often when we lack self-confidence in relationships, you know, we seek love outside. You know, we want that validation, right? I want to feel loved. I want to feel loved and appreciated. I want to feel seen. But then we don't give that to ourselves, right? We engage in this negative self-talk. We diminish our accomplishments. So this process of nourishing ourselves, it is a process of loving ourselves more. And then if we love ourselves more, we can allow others to love us. In my practice as a clinical hypnotist and soul guide, I facilitate this process of allowing others to be free from conditionings so they can be themselves and allow their magnificence to flourish. I provide online sessions and in-person sessions in Ithaca, New York, and I have a few spots available each month. My program consists of 8 sessions that utilize techniques and tools designed to help you uncover the hidden blocks preventing you from living life to the fullest. To reserve your spot, please visit my website, lucami.com, and book a phone consultation with me. If you enjoyed the show, please share with your friends, share on your stories, share on Instagram, leave a review. Thank you, thank you, thank you.